Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family with
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen,
Andy Brant-Bernard,
co-host Catherine Brandt,
who's not up on camera because for some reason, yet again, it doesn't work.
Yep.
And we don't know why. We have no idea.
I don't know. Ever since my computer updated, nothing works anymore.
Sounds
which I
about
just
right.
Adore and worship so much about computers.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. What are you
going
to do?
So what's going on? Anything good?
Timberwolves won their first playoff game.
I tell you what, the Twins and the Timberwolves won on the same day. It's been a while since that's happened, I'll tell
yeah,
you that.
Has it ever
that's
happened?
Exciting.
Because
really?
The Twins suck this year.
Aww.
But yeah, they did not expect them to beat the Suns, but they beat them in the first game.
They sure did, and they play them again tonight, I think, at 7?
It's tomorrow night, I think. Is it Monday or Tuesday? We could check. I think it's tomorrow night.
Okay.
That's what they said on Channel 5 News anyway.
Channel 5 Eyewitness News.
Yes, Eyewitness News. Does anybody know when the game is? Anybody looking it up?
I'm looking it up.
As we speak.
I don't know.
I can't spell game, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, G-A-M-E is very, very difficult to remember.
I spelled G-M-A-E.
G-M-A-E.
Tomorrow at 6:30. You were right.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night. Yeah, Tuesday.
They're playing, yeah, it's best of 7. So the first team to get to 4 wins.
Indeed. You guys
on.
Are you going to any of the games?
Dan went to the one, whatever day that was. Saturday?
Saturday.
Was it Saturday? Yeah, he went to that game. He said it was a fantastic game.
There, yeah. How come you didn't go?
He went with his friend that he goes to a lot of the games with, and I stayed home with the children.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I don't think your kids would do too well at a basketball game.
We've brought them.
They're very loud.
They had a great time.
Fawn probably would, but Sage is a little young.
He had the time of his life.
Yeah? When I was that age, I would have not sat still.
He
for...
stood there and dancing, trying to get on the Jumbotron 75% of the time.
Kids do love that.
That sounds like Sage.
Every person around us was like...
Well, there she is.
It's my computer.
But it still looks great.
It's fine. Yeah, every
it looks really good.
Every person around us was like, that poor kid really worked so hard. And he didn't get on the Jumbotron, and Sage was
poor Sage.
We were like, maybe next time. But yeah, they.
But you said Michael Bryant was on there.
Yeah, Dan. Yeah, Dan was at the game on Saturday, and oh my gosh, and said that Michael Bryant and his wife showed up on the Jumbotron.
What was he? Was he dancing? Did he have ribbon streamers? How did he get on there?
Yeah,
he didn't say anything.
Mind.
He didn't say anything specific about what they were doing. They were on there.
I'm going to have my phone might ring, and I'm so sorry in advance, but I'm waiting for a call.
Mine
so
rings once in a while.
It sure does.
I'll get over it.
So are the Timberwolves, do they have any chance, or is this just
No, they totally do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Everyone thinks that the Nuggets are going to win it all because they won it last year, and they're a very, very good team. We're a very, very good team, and, like, you never know. Sometimes...
We are third in the Western Conference.
But all year, we've vacillated between the first and the third. Like, first, second, third, second, first, third.
Changes. Number one and number two are tied, and they only have one win over us, so...
Yeah, it's been... The whole year, it's been... Like, the third, I think, is the lowest that we've been.
How exciting.
Because we had... There was one game that I think we played the Nuggets, and we lost because we were tied for first, and then they took first, and then we went down to third, I want to say. And Dan was like, the game was just awful. Like, it was just a bad game, which is weird. No. He's like, it's the first game that I've been to that I was like, what was that?
What the hell are the Trail Blazers?
Portland.
Yeah. I never heard of a lot of these Western Conference, like the Grizzlies.
Yep.
Colorado, I'm guessing.
Wyoming?
No.
One of those states.
Denver Nuggets. The Grizzlies are... Oh my gosh!
Grizzlies.
I know
NBA
this
team. That would be the Memphis.
Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies?
They have grizzly bears in Memphis?
Do they?
No.
Did you guys see that video that went all viral about those three idiots, some sort of influencers that were plucking bear cubs, black bear
cubs
there were two black bear cubs in a tree near an apartment complex. So a bunch of people went out and decided to take them out of the tree and take pictures
with them.
Yeah,
they decided for social media that they were going to take these cubs, and one of them had to be euthanized.
Yeah. One of the bears.
Because they dropped it or something.
What?
Yeah, and the other one is in protective custody because it ran away and nobody knows where the mom was or.
Well, what's his name? What's the big guy's name on Fox News? Tyrus? Something is a
Tyrus,
really big guy.
Tyrus the virus.
Oh, the guy that used to be a wrestler. Or
something? Yeah, he was a professional wrestler.
I know Tyrus. I think
is it. Yes, it is Tyrus.
Yeah.
Tyrus said because they touched those cubs, the mother will never come near them again because they now smell like human beings.
That's a myth.
That's a myth.
It's a very long standing. I was taught that when I was a kid too.
About birds.
Oh, really?
Birds.
Yeah. I heard that about
never touch
birds.
A baby
I don't
bird.
Think it's always
they
true.
Tell kids that so they won't touch baby animals.
Yeah.
The real reason you don't touch a bear cub is because if mama comes back, you're dead.
You're dead.
Well, there's a lot of reasons to not touch a bear cub.
But I mean, I'd argue that's the number one reason.
Yeah.
Death.
Remember when we were hiking in Montana and we saw those bear cubs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were not very far away from us, and I could see the mom.
And
the bear cubs kept coming closer to the hikers.
Get the hell away from me.
They were jumping on trees and peeking out at us and all this stuff. And I was like, I hope Mama Bear isn't. And everybody's like taking pictures. I'm like, you should have your bear spray out, not your cameras.
Well, generally, as long as you don't get between the cubs and the mom, or if you don't pick the cub up, the mom is going to be pretty chill about it.
Yeah.
If you try to touch the cub, she's not going to like that, but.
No. And I saw another video about these hikers were just standing. They were all of a sudden this bear just walks up to them and they just all froze.
Mm-hmm.
And this one bear went up to a woman and he was just like sniffing her all over.
Yep.
Stood up and started sniffing her and they all just stayed calm.
Yeah,
and the bear just walked away. I was like, I would shit my pants.
Nobody
yes.
Guaranteed
if
a black bear decided to come up and stand up next to me.
Yeah.
I don't know how they stayed so calm. Yep. I would have been like,
black bears are like the smallest and most timid bears, but you're still not going to beat them in a fight.
No, they're very, very strong. Yes. So, yeah, I just can't believe that people are so dumb that they would pick up bear cubs for social media.
I know. Well, it's like every year a bunch of people get killed because they go up to Canada and they see a moose and they're like, oh, let's go pet the moose. And, you know, the moose just kills them instantly because they weigh like 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, moose are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're solitary creatures. They don't like people.
Well, no wildlife likes a human coming up to it and touching it, really.
Unless
babies, maybe.
Fed.
Or, if it's been not domesticated, it's.
Well,
when something becomes tamed.
Yeah, tamed.
Yeah,
tamed.
Yeah, if it's become tamed, then it'll be okay with it usually. But still, it's unless it's not matured yet, it's not going to like you coming up to it.
Right. I just need to point out that Andy's shirt matches his beard.
Look at that.
Does.
Same color. Brownish, reddish.
In the lighting that you're in.
Yeah,
you look like you
I'm in the shadow realm here.
Dyed your beard to match your shirt.
He does that now every day. His beard
I can't get this off my mind, so I got to get rid of it.
Oh, dear.
Mom and I fly to Banff, Canada, the very first day of our honeymoon.
Boy.
We're in Banff, Canada. We stay at the Banff Springs Inn. You guys have been there.
Any chance to throw me under the bus?
I'm not throwing you under the bus. It's got nothing to do with you.
Oh.
What the hell are you talking about?
The usual story is that I didn't know what a glacier looked like.
No, that was in Lake Louise. It was not in Banff.
Oh.
That was in Lake Louise. We'll get to that eventually. Anyway, so we get there and we go, hey, we should go play golf. So we went down and said, we'd like to make a tee time. I said, oh, I'm sorry, the course is closed. We're like, it's a beautiful day. It's 75 degrees. It's sunny. Just beautiful. Banff Springs Golf Course. If you've never played it, it's magnificent. No doubt. Well, that was many years ago. But so they, sorry, the golf course is closed. I'm going to go, why would the golf course be closed? It's a beautiful day and blah, 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 blah. You have an event? They go, no, we're just closed. So this one guy comes in and goes, sir, come over here. We'll talk. Apparently, there was a man from Japan, a Japanese man, was in Banff Springs, and he was walking the golf course, just taking along the side of it, taking pictures. And there was a gigantic, black bear, I think it was?
Mostly black bears in that
area.
You
don't want to mess around with grizzlies.
He walked up to a black bear to take its picture, and it almost took his head right off his shoulders.
Yep.
Killed him on the spot.
It'll do that.
God.
Yeah, they say almost every year somebody gets killed by a black bear or even a grizzly. They will, you know, because people throw food at them out their car windows.
Yeah,
so
they do.
Any animal will take a snack, free snack, and they will like walk around cars and things.
Yes,
people,
they will.
Oh, just because they're going to walk around cars, then they must be tame.
And they know how to open cars, by the way.
Yeah, and there's also a problem with it's the bighorn sheep up there. People feed the bighorn sheep, and apparently it makes them very ill, and that shortens their life. And they're not supposed to be doing that, but they do it anyway.
So, Andy, I have a question, because you would know this. What is the name? There's a moose that's like the biggest moose in the world. Do you know what I'm talking about? These things are gigantic.
The Alaskan moose.
They only live in North America, right?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
I think, yeah. Yeah, Alaskan moose are the biggest ones.
Because Mom and I are driving along, and we looked in there's a big deep ditch on both sides of the highway, right? There was a moose laying dead in the ditch.
Yeah, it must have been hit by a car or something.
And its paws, its hoofs or whatever.
Paws? Moose paws, you know.
Moose paw.
I am not kidding you. On its back, this thing must have been, 7 feet tall when it was standing on?
They're huge.
Like 7 feet. The thing was sticking out of the ditch. It was so big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my
Alaskan moose are up to 6 feet tall at the shoulders.
Yeah, at the shoulders.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. So that's got to be like 11, 12 feet long.
Yes.
They weigh, adult males, 1,500 pounds.
Jesus.
It's a lot of moose.
I never got to see a moose when we were in Canada, which I was disappointed at. But I did get to see a moose when we went to, it was Wyoming.
Yep.
There was an area that they congregate and hang out and have their little families, and somebody told us about it. We saw it across a river. It wasn't up close, but I guess they get on the bike paths there all the time.
Yeah,
and if you see one, you're supposed to turn around and pedal really fast the other way because they will charge you.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, they're nothing to mess with.
What was the name of that hotel again? That was a nice place.
In Wyoming?
Yeah.
It was kind of a condo-y sort of a
It was kind of condo-y, yeah, but it was just a beautiful hotel.
It was
hotel.
In Teton Village.
Yeah, Teton Village. That's
exactly
where it was.
We didn't stay in Jackson Hole.
We stayed in Teton Village.
Yeah, we stayed in Teton
And I think that was the name of the hotel. It was like the Teton Village Hotel, I think.
Something like that.
God, it was beautiful.
It was really beautiful. It's right underneath the ski lifts to the... That's right where the downhill skiing is right there. And it's also the entrance to... It's not Yellowstone. What's the other park there? I can't remember the name of the park.
Let's see.
Pretty damn cool across the
Devil's
board.
Tower?
No.
Grand Teton?
It's a big... Yeah, Teton. Grand Teton Park, I think, or something. Yeah, it's a national park, too, which I didn't know about.
They have a lot of national parks in Wyoming.
Yes, and it is unbelievable there. It's very beautiful. So many
very
creatures
cool.
walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a bit of news, and it is family news. It's like third cousin family news.
Oh.
And now Bernie just sent me a message. Want to make sure Tom saw this. Maybe give a little promotion to the Legends of Rock the Academy. I talked about this morning, as a matter of fact. Governor Walz has proclaimed this Saturday to be Pat Ebert's Day in the state of Minnesota.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Good for them.
So, there's a proclamation. They sent me a picture of the proclamation signed by the governor of the state of Minnesota. Governor Walz signed it. They're going to do a Legends of Rock concert, as a matter of fact, that I do believe that this is in Jamestown, North Dakota. That's where Pat is buried, in Jamestown, North Dakota. But thank you again to Governor Walz for naming a day after Pat Ebert's. Catherine's cousin. Yeah, there you go. Nan is what you were third cousins or something.
All right. Yeah.
I think he was my third cousin.
He was your third cousin.
So okay. He's my second cousin.
We shared a great grandparent.
Yes.
Something.
Oh, is that what it is?
Glory.
Yeah, I think his grandma was
my grandma's sister.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd
or
be like
something like that.
Yeah.
And Andy and Alex would be a third cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
I need to get my trigonometry worksheet out so I can.
I know. I have a hard time with all of this once removed.
Oh, God, yes. There's no question about it. Legends of Rock are going to perform that night, by the way, in Jamestown, North Dakota. They were telling me all about this. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Civic Center, Jamestown, North Dakota. Legends of Rock will be there. And it's, I mean, I'm looking at the whole list of people. It's going to be pretty amazing. I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see who the hell it is. But
you want to borrow mine?
I do know, ladies and gentlemen, that I wanted to thank, once again, thank the governor for naming Saturday Pat Ebert's Day in Minnesota, even though he's buried in North Dakota where he grew up.
Do you think you're going to ever get a day?
What, in prison?
Yeah.
It's not going
to
be Tom Bernard.
You think you're going to go to prison, Tom?
Mm-hmm, never know.
I think Tom Bernard Day, when I got into the National Radio Hall of Fame, I think they called that Tom Bernard Day. I think.
Oh, there's a National Tom Bernard Day? Or a
not
Minnesota?
National, no. It's okay. Not national.
National Tom Bernard
I'm going to start
Day.
Petitioning for that.
I believe it's I don't know. Andy, you could look it up probably. I don't even know if they list those things or not. I'm not sure. I'm not too sure about that whole deal. But it's just so nice because Pat was very close to Andy and Alex and Nana and me and we would talk to him all the time. Mm-hmm. He'd see him all the time.
He knew everybody.
He knew everyone. He fell asleep in a chair without a CPAP machine, and it killed him, unfortunately.
That's so crazy to me.
Very, very
sad. Pretty rough.
That's what happened?
That's what I hear,
that's how he died, yeah.
I didn't know that.
He didn't have a CPAP on. He fell asleep in a chair, and it killed him.
Jeez.
That's sad.
Well, it's painless, you know.
Tough,
if you're going to go, that's the way to go, I suppose.
So what happens?
Yeah, yes.
His heart just stopped. Hypoxia.
Because you can't get enough oxygen, I guess,
He would. His oxygen level would have dropped just low enough that his brain and heart would have stopped working, and there you go.
Okay.
So, it's better than, you know, suffering in a hospital bed for like a month, which a lot of people do.
Not to, like, say anything about how that happened, but, I mean, it just seems so weird that your body wouldn't somehow do something.
Adjust,
there's something
like
about apnea. It's like it has to happen just right so it kind of like that mechanism doesn't work or doesn't work fast enough.
What I'd like to know is before all these CPAP machines, how did anybody live?
It seems like
every man over 50 has to have a CPAP machine now.
No, it's not that common.
Practically. I mean, I know like five people that have one.
Do you really?
You should have one.
What do you mean I should have one? My breathing is magnificent.
You breathe very oddly when you're sleeping. You make a lot of weird noises.
Better than it used to be, which is unusual.
Yeah, well, it's
usually it gets worse as you age.
He lost weight. And when he lost weight, he didn't snore nearly as much.
We've only got 38 pounds to go. I'm going to go from 315 down to 214. I already had lost 50 pounds of it when I started the Livia program. I weighed in this morning at 252.
252.
38 pounds ago. I should probably, the last day of my diet should work out if I behave and do it right. The last day on the diet will be the day before Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be kind of nice.
You won't recognize him when he comes home.
But it's
who is
honest
this
to God,
man?
It's the easiest program. Livia is so easy to do, and I'm not just saying that because I'm doing the program. It is. I'm never hungry. I got a ton of energy.
You get to eat crunchy snacks.
I get to eat
crunchy
snacks.
Which is really important for you.
It
is. You like to have a crunchy snack.
So I can have a pretzel, which is good. They have pretzel. Olivia has these good bars and snacks and all that kind of stuff that are very healthy, so that's good.
Yep.
But, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up I was at 38. I got 38 pounds more to go. Not bad.
Yep. I remember when you lost your whatever it was. Last time.
My mind.
I remember not being able to pick you out in a crowd for a while.
No, I suppose.
Your body had changed so much, I didn't even know who you were.
It's
like, it used to be so easy to find them.
Well,
and now it's like, I don't know what to scan for.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know when you see somebody from like behind or whatever, and you're like, that person has the same body as Right. My friend Natalie or my friend Ariel. And it's just like, because they just have a very specific frame. And you're like, this is the body of this person.
I don't know. I think the whole thing's going along really, really well. But I just,
It is going well. You seem to be very happy. You don't seem to be hangry.
No, I don't get hangry. I have not been hungry since I started this.
That is huge.
Seriously, I've not been hungry. But I, you know, I eat a lot of shrimp. I love shrimp cocktail anyway. It's phenomenal.
Shrimp is good.
You are eating a lot of shrimp.
A lot of shrimp and ground turkey. I love ground turkey, too.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
We've been eating a lot of that. Ever since Melissa got pregnant, her tolerance for red meat is quite low.
Oh, I suppose.
So turkey, a lot of turkey.
Does it taste funny?
She says it tastes awful to her now.
Huh. Interesting.
That'll happen.
Well, it's also
Jude's
creepy.
Bored with us. He's snoring over here.
He should get a CPAP machine.
He should get a CPAP.
Coughing again. That's why I'm waiting for the vet.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, because he's on his last few days of antibiotics from his toxoplasmosis.
Not toxoplasmosis.
And he's still coughing, so I just don't know how long it's supposed to take.
It's myco something, not toxoplasmosis.
Microplasmosis?
Is that a
something?
Thing? Yeah, mycoplasma. That's what it was.
Myco.
Mycoplasma. Oh.
Not micro, well, but myco.
Myco, yes.
Myco.
Oh, okay.
Myco.
Yeah.
Coming
how long is he supposed to
something.
Cough for?
I don't know. I'm not a vet.
Where did he get this from? Now
he probably
snorfed
a leaf that had it on it. You know.
Yeah, he eats everything.
I feel like you just
sight.
Need to maybe muzzle him when he's.
I
outdoors.
Bought a muzzle.
Well, the problem is
I
this.
I bought a muzzle.
He has it's in his lungs, and you get that from inhaling things. So muzzle's not going to prevent him from inhaling.
Well, he
things.
Also sticks his nose down into the ground.
Yep, exactly.
And he shoves absolutely everything.
He licks,
you know.
Sniffs,
well, and we're
and snorks.
We're in a downtown area with a billion dogs that.
Yeah.
Poop and pee all over the place. So I mean,
that is true.
God knows.
Really, just
God only knows.
Well, mycoplasma, myco is it means fungus. So and there's a lot of humidity and wetness and dampness in Florida. So
yeah, but
it's probably just like it rained and you know some sort of you know mushroom spores grew and there you go.
So how is antibiotics helping a fungal?
Well, mycoplasma is a bacteria. Mycoplasma would mean mushroom plasma.
Mushroom.
It's a bacteria that
bacteria.
I think. Yeah, like it likes mushrooms.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
I'm going to rethink mushroom eating.
Well, I mean, I think unless you got some severe issues, you can still eat mushrooms.
Well, and you're never supposed to eat mushrooms raw.
No.
Ever.
Technically, you are not, which is I used to all the time as a kid.
Nope.
Button
yeah,
mushrooms, I would just.
Because there's a lot of different bacteria that really likes mushrooms.
Also,
and if you cook it, it goes away.
Also, every mushroom has a substance in it that's bad for your kidneys.
Yeah, but if you cook it, it goes away.
It denatures or whatever. Yeah. I mean, if you eat a box of button mushrooms a week, it's not going to kill your kidneys, but it's still like, you know, maybe just cook them.
Why bother?
I know, I have an acquaintance with this woman that wrote a cookbook and in two of her recipes, there was a, like, raw mushroom situation, and she had to, like, get it taken from the shelves and all this stuff because some, like, the FDA or something like that.
Well, cutting mushrooms
went
up into a salad
her.
Is, like, a thing that people
And they
do.
Were like, you can't sell a cookbook that advises people to eat raw mushrooms.
Huh. Interesting.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Man.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their six Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right, I got to ask you a question, and you guys all have to guess before I open the story.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Is it about the new episode of Bluey that everyone's talking about?
I've heard it so good.
We covered that last week.
Yeah, we did. We covered
this. This is another new episode of Bluey.
There's another new episode?
There's two of them.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that after this.
Okay.
New Bluey. Was it another half-hour episode?
No, this is a normal one.
Yeah.
A normal one, okay.
The 30-minute one was a one-off.
Yep.
Today is two things. It's Passover, so don't be bad-mouthing Jews. Right, happy Passover.
Okay,
don't be bad-mouthing Jews on
Passover. I'll quit for today.
I'll go find a lamb.
There you go. And it's also Earth Day.
Yes.
And the fact that it is Earth Day, name the most and least environmentally conscious states. You want to do the most conscious or the least conscious states in America?
I would assume most has got to be like Wyoming.
So well, they're the most conscious environmentally.
Well, yeah, what does conscious mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? Because like California is like the land of hippy-dippy restaurants and stores and stuff.
But they also probably pollute more than any other state.
Yeah, because they have a bajillion,
giant
trillion
cities
people.
Cities and tons of people and a lot of industry.
Yeah, so like
Silicon Valley, those server farms have to take up gigawatts of power.
Yeah, so like what's the qualifier for most conscious?
Okay, it says here, a survey asked Americans to rate themselves on how eco-friendly they are.
Oh, so it's...
And residents of, I don't want to say who it is yet. The most environmentally conscious people or the least conscious, or we'll get to that in a minute. So how environmentally conscious would you say you are? For some people, it depends. They give themselves an 8 when they're combing through the trash, separating out bottles and cans, and a 2 in all other categories. A survey asked 5,000 Americans, including residents of every state, to rate themselves on how eco-friendly they are on a scale of 0 to 10.
Okay,
so who is the least and who is the most environmentally friendly?
So it's based on what people think they are.
That's exactly
so
right.
New York and California are the highest.
Yeah, exactly. They think very highly
of
themselves.
They think very highly of
themselves. Lowest
has
got to be like Mississippi or a state that just they don't care.
Yeah, like in the South where nobody recycles.
No, they don't. It's like we, so weird. When we were recycling in Florida, we had
Florida
to.
Recycles?
What?
Florida recycles.
It does, but it's not easy
not
in
easy
some places.
Either, yeah.
Like I would have to carry a bottle around with me for like 2 miles before I found a recycling bin.
Yeah.
Oh,
see, there you go. True. All right, I'm going to read some of these. Residents from California are the second most environmentally conscious, followed by Oregon, Delaware, Massachusetts, Vermont, Washington, Florida, Maryland, and Rhode Island. Minnesota's not even on the list of environmentally friendly.
That's surprising.
Interesting.
That does shock me. It's quite shocking. Okay, least friendly.
Oh, but you didn't say number one, did you?
I'm not going to say number one yet.
New York.
Tennessee would be the second lowest, followed by Arizona, Ohio, and Alabama. So Minnesota did not make either list, best or worst.
Interesting.
So residents from what state are number one? The most eco-friendly would be New Mexico.
Now that's weird.
once again, fewer people live there.
Yeah, that's exactly.
True.
And
I
it
suppose.
Is very, very artsy, fartsy people that live there. So I would guess that that tracks.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought you guys would be right about your pick for the least environmentally friendly, but no. As a matter of fact, South Carolina admitted to being the worst
South Carolina.
Of them all.
That surprises
South Carolina. Me. They're on the coast. They're not really in the South. I mean, they're South, but they're not the deep South. Is that surprising?
South. I mean,
they're pretty far. They're the South. Yeah. I'd say they're the beginning of the South.
Yes.
They're the beginning of the South.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them on the same category as like Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana.
No,
no, Kentucky.
There's
like
deep
swamp
south
states.
And then
yeah,
the
exactly.
Yeah.
I will say that having lived in New York, they are not even remotely eco-friendly.
No, God, New York?
No, they're not.
I developed a scab while I was living there because it was
Jesus.
So offended by the air.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
I remember.
I remember my brother, Daryl, who really likes to watch, I think, CNN and then get outraged about everything. Or maybe it's MSNBC because they're even worse than CNN.
The same thing.
But whatever he watches, I remember he called me up one time and told me how wonderful Manhattan was, that they were the greenest, cleanest city, like, in the world. And I was like, have you ever been to Manhattan? Because there's just garbage and stench everywhere, and it's very, very dirty.
No, thank you.
And, you know what they do? They pack up their garbage and put it on a barge and send it somewhere else.
Yes, they do.
So, I don't know.
They sell their garbage to, I think, like, Sweden buys their garbage because they burn it for energy.
Yeah. I don't think they do that anymore.
No?
I think that's stopped.
That was a thing for a long time.
Yeah, I lived in a very large building, and there was no recycling.
Yeah, that's just crazy to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you and I lived in New York, 20th Street and 2nd Avenue for a few years. And
that was pretty clean back then.
That was, yeah.
But they, every once in a while they'll do a push to clean up Manhattan when everybody just leaves, and it's probably going to happen again pretty quickly.
They're coming up on it. They're definitely getting that, urban flight going on pretty badly right now.
A lot of people left during COVID.
Yep.
Yes.
A lot of
people have never come back.
This next question could be in a generational thing. It could be. Because I would have never guessed this. When you walk into a restaurant etiquette, we're talking about here, where do more than half of people ask to be seated?
By a window.
More than half ask to be seated in a specific location. Where to be? Now, I would say, what I would have responded to that is, well, I like a window seat if you have one.
I'll sit by a window.
I sit by a window, right?
Right.
Andy, what do you think?
I honestly don't care.
Yeah, I've literally never cared.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's like,
I just don't want to be
not
next
right
to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if I could avoid the bathroom, that would be great. But other than that, it's
And if they're
whatever.
Like booth or foretop, I'd be like.
I like booths.
But I wouldn't say, please sit me in a booth.
Right, yeah. If they ask me, I will give them, I will say booth if you've got it.
Yeah.
But
like, I don't care.
Yeah. What do you think more than half of people want to be seated by?
A window.
A window.
You'd say a window. I would have said a window. Okay, it's not a window.
The kitchen.
The bar.
Nope, not by the bar. Not by the kitchen.
Exit.
Nope, not that either.
What the heck else is
staircase?
There?
A staircase.
A wall.
The plants.
You ain't gonna believe this one. You ready?
A wall.
Restaurant etiquette. Half of America, more than half of America, asked to be seated near an outlet so they can plug in their phone.
I guess that kind of makes sense-ish.
But why? You didn't. How long? My phone stays charged the whole day.
Never
our phones are old and they still stay charged.
Yeah, when I have a sick day where all I can do is just like sit there on my phone all day, even then, it's usually good until bedtime.
Yeah.
So it's like, how much are you using your phone that you need to charge it at a restaurant?
But, I mean, you walk into a nice restaurant and you go, hey, seat me next to an outlet. Well, yeah, I got to plug in my phone. What? Really?
I can't think of a single person that I know that would do that.
I don't
either.
It seems
like a very, well, I think it's probably a Gen Z thing to do.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we don't really know any Gen Z.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen all of these solar chargers now all over the place.
Oh, God, yes.
They look like a fake palm tree.
Yeah.
Kind of ugly. And they've got a little table. And they've got chargers all around it. And they're on random...
Yeah,
sidewalks.
They're places that no one would ever use them is the thing.
Well, I guess if you're on your little electric scooter and you need to get a charge, maybe? Because there's a lot of electric scooters now.
Well, but if they're put them by a bench or something, so you can sit down while you're charging your stuff. But they're just like literally middle of the sidewalk, nowhere to sit anywhere near them. So what do you think people are going to do? Plug in their phones and then leave and go find somewhere to sit?
No, because you're not going to leave anything unattended
exactly.
on the street.
That's why no one ever used it. I saw those used one time, and it was this homeless guy who had like 20 RC cars, and he was charging them all. He just had like this massive collection of RC cars. Melissa knows what I'm talking about if she's listening.
Radio-controlled cars?
Yeah.
You mean those little...
Yeah. He just had a whole bunch of them all charging on one of those things, and he was just laying on the ground waiting for him to charge.
And he's got to lug those around with him all day?
That's
every
his
day?
Thing, I guess. I don't know.
Huh. That's an interesting hobby for a homeless person.
Well, they're probably cheap. I mean, their demand is not high.
I know, but 20 is excessive.
I don't know. They really don't weigh that much, actually. They're mostly hollow.
Oh. Okay.
Each that's one probably weighs half a pound. Maybe
how big are
a pound.
They?
His were probably, I don't know, maybe 8 inches a foot in length.
Yeah.
So decent size.
Yeah.
Well, he had a whole bunch of bags, so
okay.
There you go.
All right.
I don't know if this is the first time this ever happened, but I would think it probably is. There are two new justices to the Minnesota Supreme Court.
Mm.
How has it changed the Minnesota Supreme Court?
Not
less
at
white.
All. Yeah, less white.
Less honky. Well, it's probably less honky,
less
too.
White, less male, less straight.
You are correct.
Yep.
Female majority for the first time ever,
there
I believe,
go.
On Minnesota Supreme Court. There is now a female majority on the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're a honky man, I probably wouldn't want to go in front of the Supreme Court right now.
Nope.
What do you think?
The Supreme Court of Minnesota.
Stay out of trouble.
Of Minnesota, yeah. You know, I just love that, by the way, that you treated people like shit forever, so now we're going to treat you like shit.
Yep.
Hey, how is that better behavior?
It isn't, but it's payback. It's
why
sort of
do they want to do that?
I don't know. It's gotten to be some sort of ideal.
But set a better example. If you treated people like dirt, learn to treat them better, not just the same.
Yeah, that's how it's been forever. It's human nature.
It has. You're right.
Yeah, it's
you
not
want to
human
get
nature.
Yeah, you want to get revenge for what happened. I mean, well, like look at all the warring nations of the past. It's what would
yeah.
happen is you know a nation would come in and slaughter everyone, burn their villages, ruin everything. And then leave. And the people who that happened to, they grow up, and their goal is to be able to go to another nation and slaughter people and burn villages. It's not like,
amazing?
Oh, I've seen the horrors of war. I desire peace now. No, it's I want to be even worse than those people so people don't mess with me.
Is that what's happening in the world now? Because people, I have never, ever seen people more hateful than they are right now. And, of course, I wasn't around for World War II or any of that stuff. The Vietnam War, yes, it was pretty hateful then. But
Vietnam was pretty bad.
People just hate one another now. And why would you want to waste your energy on hating anyone?
Well,
there are people I don't like.
Here's the thing about right now. Everybody's hated everybody the same amount throughout history. It's not
That's
any
true.
Worse than it is right now. But people have outlets to publicly
true.
Talk
That's
about
a very
it.
Good
so you're more aware of it.
Yeah, if some lunatic in the other town hated someone, you never knew about it.
Yeah.
But now it's all over Twitter. It's all over Facebook.
Yeah. I mean,
they're getting news articles written up about them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm reading a book right now about, like, a woman that was on witch trials. Like, you know, people used to be burned at the stake for using herbs. Like, you know, it's just,
for using herbs?
Yeah. Like,
it's a little harsh.
You're a witch because you had a different thought than your husband. You're a witch. We're going to burn you at the stake. Like, you know, it's never been great.
But let me ask you a question. do they ever get introspective enough to realize you're not really, you don't really hate them. You hate the fact that they succeeded more than you did.
Well, yeah.
They did something better than you. It's always about you coming in second place. That's why they're so hateful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people aren't very introspective and like to point fingers
no.
at other people. It's like, you're the one that made me act this way, and you're the one that did this that bothered me so much, and you shouldn't do that.
Like I said, we've been infantilizing people for quite some time now.
Yes, we have.
It's not your fault. You you can't do anything wrong.
Right.
If you act in a terrible way, it's because either, you know,
someone
somebody else said something
it.
To you or you were just born into a bad situation and you never ever are at fault.
That's
a very bad message for people.
I was talking to one of the mom's dance a while ago, and she was like, the thing I appreciate about you and one of the other dance moms is that we all know that our kids can be assholes.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, we call them out and we're like, what is the matter with you? And like, we're, well, you know, and so she's like, it's just hard to be around people that are like, oh, my kid wouldn't do that, or oh, my kid said this, and it has to be true. And like, you know, sometimes stuff comes out of Fawn's mouth, and I'm like, if there was a camera in that room where that happened, is that what I would see? And she's like, well.
Well, maybe not.
I remember one time you were, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11 or something, and you had this one friend whose mom just did nothing but brag about this friend. And it was just to the point of like, oh my God, would you shut up about your kid? And you're like, why don't you ever brag about me? And I said, well, I do brag about you, but I don't go around doing that all the time and making it so that you are something that you're not, because you have faults as well as strengths.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm.
And anybody that thinks that they just have nothing but strengths and no faults are fooling themselves, because nobody's perfect. And you're like, well, you just didn't understand why this mom would do that. And I said, because they get a lot of their own self-esteem through living through their children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a good situation for anybody.
Well,
really.
That's like being a mother, and like being around like Fawn's friends and their parents and stuff, like the most difficult mothers to deal with are the mothers that do that. Like they get their confidence from their child and their child's success and abilities. And it's just like, it's so impossible to deal with those types of parents.
Okay. We have a friend, I mean, seriously, honest to God, it was like her son was 5'10", maybe. Nope, 6'1".
Yeah, I love that.
I'm like
that.
So delusional about this kid that it was just impossible for her to see anything that wasn't fantastic, fabulous greatness. And it was like, this is not good for your child, because your child is going to always fall short.
Yeah, and that's like a lot to live up to.
This incredible ideal that you're setting for them. And they're going to go out in the real world, and people are going to go, oh, wait, you're really only 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. I'm 6'1". My mommy says so. Oh, I mean, what? I mean, you know, it's just, I understand that self-esteem is very important. But you get your self-esteem from your trying to do things and succeeding, not from just because you breathe
air. Told that you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it is a very strange thing. I have seen that through several of my acquaintances and how they've handled their children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, your kids all turned out fine. They're contributing members of society, so maybe it wasn't as detrimental as I thought it was going to be. But it was just, to me, it was just kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in a way. You know, it's like, if I don't like your blue eyes, I'm going to tell everybody you have brown eyes. I mean, it was just weird to me. I don't know.
I don't know why people do have to lie about things like that. It makes no sense.
I don't think it's like conscious lying.
Yeah.
I think it's they make up a fantasy in their head about how they want their life to be, and then they're like, that's reality.
Yep. Absolutely. It's delusion more than anything, or denial.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something.
I think this family does realize, the four of us realize, that hating someone takes more out of you than it does them.
It's horrible. I have to deal with somebody that is just really, really difficult. And it's awful.
It's exhausting.
They hate everyone?
It's so exhausting. And it's like you can't, I don't know.
Is it because you can't please them? They hate everybody? What's the problem?
Beats me. I don't know. I try. It doesn't work. It is what it is. But it's really hard for me, because like, I'm a very, very social person.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I can pretty much get along with anybody. And I'm generally really good at setting boundaries and realizing like, this person's not for me. Bye. But like, sometimes you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you're stuck with them.
And it's so tough. It's so tough. But it's like, you have to be like, okay, I am responsible for my reactions and my interactions with this person. And if this person is just going to continuously whatever, that's on them, not me. But it is really hard to not sit there and be like, why are you the way that you are?
Can't fix crazy.
You can't. It's true.
Nope.
Well, let me ask you guys a question, because I've often wondered about this, how it would change back when they hauled my old man away in the straitjacket and put him in the nut house for a while.
As they do.
Every one of my friends' parents, I'm talking about Tommy O'Brien's parents, we're talking about Andy Fisher's parents, the Lorenz parents, Terry and Dwayne Burnham's mom, every one of them went out of their way to say, Tommy, don't worry about this. We'll take care of it. If you ever need some, you know, parental advice from a man, Mr. Laurent, Mr. Whom, every one of them came, put their arm around me and said, hey, don't worry about this. It's unfortunate what happened to your father, but we'll keep an eye on you. Do they do that? I don't know where I would have been today had they not done that.
I would hope people would do that today.
Yeah, I have. I will say that the vast majority of parents that I have come across with Fawn doing all of her things and Sage doing all of his things, they're all lovely. 99% of them are absolutely lovely.
Well, you have to think that if parents are willing to go to, you know, soccer, dance, golf, blah, 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 that they're involved parents.
Yes.
And they actually care.
Care about their child's
about
well-being.
Their
and yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan and Sage started flag football yesterday.
What's that all about?
Flag football.
It's flag football. It was never even on Sage's radar, but the first and second grade boys, no, not first and second, kindergarten and first grade boys play football at recess every single day.
Do they?
Yes. And one of the boys in his class signed up for flag football and asked his mom if Sage could do it with him.
Oh.
And so I asked Sage, and Sage was like, of course.
He's been recruited.
Sage wants to play every sport in the world.
He does love sports.
Is it through a park?
It's through the Minnesota Vikings flag football league. Like, there are certain states that have, like, their football team has a flag football thing related to them somehow. I don't know. But, yeah, it's the Minnesota Vikings flag football league. And he just started it. Dan's an assistant coach for his team, and they started it yesterday. And I mean, it was an hour and a half. It's 2 hours every other day, but since yesterday was the first day, they did a meet and greet for the first half hour and then a practice for an hour. Every other Sunday it's 2 hours long. They do practice for an hour and then a game for an hour.
That's a long time for
super long
first
time
graders.
For little kids. And I'm like, we'll see how this goes. I know Sage will be perfectly fine because he just is happy to be running around.
Right.
But then he has a bit of a cold. And so we went home and I was like, okay, you need to take a nap because you didn't sleep well last night. Took an hour and a half long nap, woke up and was like, can we play catch? And I was like, you need to relax.
Well, I remember when we were at my brother's house for, I don't remember, birthdays or something. And my nephew, Seth, I don't know how long he played with Sage outside.
Yeah, that was
throwing a ball. Hours.
Here's the thing.
What was that, Thanksgiving or something?
Yeah,
I think it was recent.
It was something. That was when I had laryngitis and I couldn't go.
Yeah, you didn't go.
You guys took them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seth played with him for, I mean, they were
he sure did.
Running. He was, Seth threw the ball like Sage was a golden retriever.
And he is. He is a golden retriever.
And Seth and he just kept fetching and fetching and fetching. And he just would not stop.
He's a golden retriever.
That kid really does like anything with a ball.
So there was a branch. And Sage said that catches don't count unless they go over the branch. Okay. So we have to get to five catches.
Oh, yes. And he always makes some sort of
then he'd get to five catches, and he'd say, well, actually, we need to get to six catches. Yes. And that continued for quite some time.
Yeah, like he can play and play and play and play. Here's
That's
the thing.
Good.
I know.
If
good.
You are a very active person, such as myself, that marries a very active person, you're going to end up with very active kids. Mm. And I'm like, I'm glad that we were decently young when we had our children.
Yes.
Because if we were older and lower on energy, like, I truly don't know what we would do.
I know. Sometimes I think about it's like, you know, Ethan is a fairly low-key kid when it comes to being active. That will probably change as he gets older. But, you know, it's like you hear about these toddlers who just have to run for 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's like I think about people who have kids when they're like 50. And it's like, how the hell – I mean, I'm – In my 30s, and I already have like back issues and stuff.
They're called nannies.
So give it 20 more years. I suppose.
You just sign them up for tons of different activities. Suppose.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
I mean, well, and it depends on, you know, your family too. Because, like, I mean, Fawn, when she was a baby, I had her in, like, free forest school, ECFE, dance class, this class, all the, like, we were constantly running around because that's just the type of person I am. Like, I like to be doing all sorts of different things. And so then that just, like, built up her tolerance for doing things. And then that just became her normal for wanting to do all sorts of stuff. And now it's gotten to the point where I'm like, you two need to chill. Like, you can't be in something every day of your life. You have to just, like, be at home and, like, sit.
Why not? Why can't we?
I'm like, you're gonna, I don't know what your plan is. Like, Sage. Hey, Sage, what kind of, like, camps and stuff do you want to do this summer? I want to do tennis and golf and basketball and football and swimming and gymnastics.
He wants to do it all.
Sure.
Summer's not that long.
Okay.
Well, they only got, what, like 5 weeks of school left? That's about it?
Five, yes.
Yeah, 5 weeks. God, then they're out the whole summer. So God, that sad. Was a dream come true. God,
they're going to be coming to the podcast with me every day during the summer.
Oh, no. Great.
Good luck to us.
Yeah, good luck to us make kind of fitting in. No, you know, last time, honest to God, well, not the last time, but a few times ago, I was talking to Alex, and Fawny came over and grabbed the phone for a second and said, hi, Bop Bop. And so we exchanged conversation, and I go, okay, love you. She goes, love you too. And then Sage walked by and said, oh, I saw Sage. Put Sage on the phone. And so they put Sage on the phone. I said, Sagey, it's Bop Bop. He goes, hi, Bop Bop. I said, how you doing? I just wanted to tell you I love you. And he goes, okay.
Good to know.
That's good to know that you love me.
Bye-bye.
Honestly, I was like, not even a consideration of, oh, I love you too.
It's probably was focused on something else.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee
you. I also feel like some boys, there gets to be an age where they're not quite as willing to hug.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's age as of right now.
And I mean, no, not quite
demands
yet.
A kiss on the mouth anytime he departs.
No, it's closer to adolescence. They just all of a sudden don't want to have.
Probably, yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Sage has always been our more affectionate child than Fawn. Like, Fawn's affectionate, but Sage is extremely affectionate.
Yes.
Except to me.
He's affectionate to you all the time.
Yes, he is.
The one time he says okay, and now he's not affectionate. Okay.
I'm throwing him under the bus.
Great. Yeah. He's an extremely, extremely affectionate kid. So I will be interested to see when he reaches that point of, like,
It's going to happen. You never think it will.
Can you drop me off at a block before my friend's house?
No, and I'll stand in the car and twerk because you deserve that.
I'm going to wear a fairy princess outfit to drop you off to school.
You guys never tried to do that with me because, first of all, you knew it would not fly in a million years.
Well, didn't Sagey just burst into tears because he were coming down for a week?
I'm going to go in the summertime. I'm going to go to Orlando with Alex and Fawn. Fawn has a dance competition in Orlando in the summer.
It's going to be hot. And you're going to be
for
there
for a whole week. And I'm coming for like 4 days.
The last 4 days.
Something. Yeah. And Sage found out that I was going down to the dance competition. And he burst into tears because he also wants to go on vacation with me.
Yes, you want. Where did he want to go again?
Ireland.
Wants you to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
Head over there quick.
And then we eventually agreed on they would have a special day together while Fawn and I were in our first part of our trip in Orlando.
There you go.
And they would start the day at the zoo and end the day with golf and dinner.
Make some corned beef and cabbage.
That's their plan.
There you go.
Yeah, we have to fit the zoo,
golf and
swimming
dinner.
And golf all in the same day. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. It'll be a tough one. You're tough assignment. Tough.
Do they have golf and swimming at the zoo? That's the only
they
way
do not.
We could
they have
possibly.
A splash pad at the zoo.
Yeah, there you go. It's close. It's
something.
Close enough.
He'll probably come up with something.
Seriously,
else
he was in the back seat and he was like
sobbing away.
I heard him sobbing on the phone.
Like I heard just him. Beside himself.
I'll never forget when Fawny scammed me into a special Nana day because she wanted to go to the Asia Mall.
Oh, she loves the Asia Mall.
Have those special hot dogs.
We all love the Asia Mall.
Anytime you
and bubble tea.
Yeah,
it is great.
Anytime Fawn has free time, she would like to go to have those hot dogs and bubble tea.
You want hot dogs?
They're crusted in some sort of.
They're like corn dogs, kind of, but like some are filled
toppings.
With cheese and some have bacon, some have potato.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah,
crunchy
really
Korean
potato.
Hot dog?
Yeah, they're Korean. And then there's a bunch of different toppings that you can get on them. And there's one that's not a hot dog. Huh. It's just cheese, and then it has the batter with potato.
Just
and then you
cheese.
Put like a, it's like a. I'm trying to remember what the topping that
I'm
they
looking
like.
Looking at their
generally,
menu now.
It's quite tasty.
Yeah,
it's
love called the Asia Mall.
Crunchies. Mozzarella and hot dogs.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, that's a good one.
Wid ink.
Yeah, there's
mozza and
ink.
Hot dog.
Yeah, there's
potato.
One that's half mozzarella and half hot
yep.
dog.
It's a stick of mozzarella on top of a hot dog, it appears.
Yep.
And
rice
I ruined
cake.
Sage's life by putting the ketchup on the hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't do
it's
that.
A dip.
It
it's
ruined
a dip.
His life. He cried for, I don't even know, an hour and a half. He was so mad.
Well.
So mad.
Yeah, Ethan's getting to the point where it's like, you know, you have to open things a certain way or else they're ruined. It's like if you peel a banana from the wrong end, you
banana
can't.
Banana and string cheese cause more upset in toddlers than anything else.
Yeah, you got to peel it from the right end, or sometimes he just wants to bite through the peel to get to the banana. And we tell him.
How
that
about if you
not...
just peel the banana in the garage and he doesn't know
and
how?
Just
it
like
was
here's
peeled.
A banana.
But sometimes he
and
wants
here
to.
Here is the banana.
Sometimes what he wants is to half peel it and hold the
and
peel
then,
on the bottom and eat it, you know, like a popsicle kind of thing.
Yeah, and then peel
yeah.
It more.
Sometimes he wants that, but sometimes he really doesn't want that.
We have been doing. Dan used to get. Bananas like this when he was a kid. Diane would cut it like a little slit in the peel and then cut it into slices and then put it on a plate and then like Sage and so now Dan is doing that for Sage and then he peels like a little bit of the peel off of the slice and then eats the slice and he's been thinking that's like
fancy
super
mode.
Fun and he's been eating so many bananas because of that serving method.
Speaking of the Asian Mall, those bananas, the little bananas that Ethan would only eat those ones for a while.
Taiwan bananas
other,
or something.
He wouldn't touch other bananas because those were...
Wow.
Those are the bananas.
Well, they're small and they're more flavorful, so they were like perfect for a little kid.
Huh.
But then he went off of them.
Yeah, now he
like
won't
them
eat them.
Anymore.
Okay. He won't eat them at all anymore?
Well, what did you say? He's only eating cheese right now? That's the only thing he'll eat?
Yeah, for dinner the other day, he had five slices of Havarti. He won't eat any cheese but Havarti.
It ain't a party without Havarti.
It has to be Havarti. We tried to give him Colby Jack. We give him mozzarella sticks. Nope. Got to be Havarti.
I don't,
he seems
I'm
like
so glad
you.
You guys didn't go through all that stuff.
Well, you, Andy, since like teenagehood, have been like
I'd really get into
really
certain
get
things.
Into certain
yeah.
foods.
But I didn't refuse to eat other foods.
Other
thing.
Yeah, yeah. But this is like maybe the toddler
version
of that,
yeah.
Where it's like
oh
this
yeah,
is
he's
all
absolutely
I want to eat.
He's like he gets really really into certain
yeah.
things.
Because they at the same time they have to assert that they have an opinion and are. Should be treated as full adults.
Yeah, that's
I saw something on an Instagram page today that said this woman was sitting there, me contemplating on the days where my mother used to send me to school without a water bottle, a snack, an emergency cell phone, a you know tracking device, a this, a that. It's like how did I survive
I
through a day without all of these things?
Yeah.
I mean, we just went to school. Did
oh,
you bring
yeah.
anything with you?
Oh, God,
maybe
no.
a bagged lunch
no,
if you
I mean,
were lucky.
I didn't either when I went to school.
No. I was going
to
say, we weren't, I don't
know. I didn't have a cell phone until I was like 20-something.
I had a cell phone. I got a cell phone in seventh grade, because that's when I started competition
dance.
Oh, and yeah. You were like, you need to be able to be contactable.
Yes.
But that's also, cell phones were like bare minimum. Like,
yeah, they could text and make calls. That's about
it. Send a text that took you 5 minutes to type, because it was T9. Yep. So yeah, like very different. But yeah, what was I going to say? I had a thing to say, and now I've forgotten. Oh, well.
Something about going to school without...
Oh, yeah. There's like a whole... I saw a GIF or a meme or something a while ago that was like, kids drink so much water now.
Oh, God, like, Ethan kids drinks are so always, much water.
Like, and parents are always just like, drink water, have more water. You haven't had enough water. And they're walking around with these huge water bottles. And they're like, when I was a kid, all day long, we were lucky to get like 2 drips out of a sad water fountain. I'm like, yeah.
I know.
And yeah, Fawn, like, they have water bottles at their desks all day long, and they refill their water bottles throughout the day. And like, the children are so hydrated. They're like, they're going to live until they're 200 years old, because these children are so hydrated their whole lives.
Oh, God. It's the amount of water that Ethan drinks some days is just insane. Especially, it's like, if he's with one of his grandparents, what he's going to want to do is drink out of their water bottle all the time.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And take my water bottle home with them.
Yep.
Can I take this?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, Fawn used to always steal your water things.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we'll close with this one. Show's wrapping up with this one. Andy, I believe, was around, I don't know, 10. Alex was about 8 years old. They're under the deck out at the Dayton farm.
Yep.
And Andy had grabbed a bunch of cheese, and they're both under the deck. You and I are up on top of the deck. They're under the deck, but they didn't know we were up there. And so Andy goes, Alex, do you want some cheese? And so he went, this is really good cheese. What kind of cheese is it? And Andy says, it's Clobby Jack. I will never forget that as long as I live.
That's because I could read, but I couldn't read well.
Yeah.
Isn't Clobby Jack the best cheese you've ever had?
Clobby Jack is the best cheese I've ever had.
I love those.
I used to do that all the time around that age. I would like transpose letters.
Oh, yeah.
Fawn does that. Because I do it to this day.
Yeah. Fawn does that. Well, she'll
read. Especially if I'm tired.
She'll read, you know, like something, and it's like, it's a word that has a lot of the similar letters, but not quite. Like longer words, especially.
I used to do that all the time.
Clobby sounds more possible than Colby.
Yeah, Colby is
Colby's
a
weird word.
Yeah, but like kids, like Sage is going to be, he was going to be a ring bearer in my friend's wedding, and now he's a flower person. And he was like, how come I'm not going to be a wheelbarrow anymore?
A wheelbarrow.
I was like, you mean ring bearer?
Ring bearer, wheelbarrow,
wheelbarrow,
what's the
difference? Wheelbarrow he's heard of. Ring bearer,
all right.
He did not.
That is going to do it. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.